Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my series, Life is Not Happening to You, It's Happening Through You. And as I was jotting down notes for these little mini podcasts, I thought maybe I should share how I manifest these days. And it's always evolving. I'm always studying manifestation. There is usually a book, a tape, a course. Right now, I bought a course 3 years ago, and there's three modules in it that every time I hear them, I'm like, oh God, that's so good. Oh God, that's so good. And I maybe would, maybe pull them up after I initially took the course, maybe once every 3 months. And I'm like, I know the gold is in those three courses and or those three modules. And I'm listening to them over and over and over again. And it's my practice right now, every time I cook dinner. And I listen to the modules, or if I'm cleaning my house, I listen to the modules. And even if it's a module I heard yesterday, I listen to it again, and it still feels fresh because I know that there is wisdom in that lesson that I need to know. I haven't memorized it. I haven't fully integrated the knowledge in the program into my life. So that is how I manifest. There is something that I want. If there is something that I really, really, really want, I focus on it. I do everything I know to do. And so for me, I get clear about what it is that I want. And I will say there were some years after my divorce when my self-esteem had taken a beating. Just not the divorce process, but I realized coming out of it that my marriage had even took a sledgehammer to my self-esteem, and I had to clean all that stuff up if I was going to move forward and not let the situation destroy me. And so as I started to do that work in that process, I found that a lot of my manifestations weren't working. I was like, what's going on here? And it was because I was accepting something lower than what I wanted. I realized that I had to dial down my truest desires just to stay connected. And it wasn't just my marriage. It was also even the environment I created for myself, the lifestyle I created. Everything was like a dialed down version. And I was kind of putting up with things and dealing with things and, oh, I can't have this. And it racked with limitations while thinking that I was on my game, right? And I was for that life. And as I decided I'd wanted a different life, I had to do some deep work around it. So I will say that, like, when there's something I really, really want, I go for it. And now I can catch myself and say, oh, you really don't want it. Girl, you're not really working on that. Oh, I'll do a little journaling, right? Or, oh, the date has come and gone and it didn't happen. And I was just so okay with that. And I realized, like, oh, I hadn't figured out what I really, really want. So I'm constantly refining the desire. I'm constantly going back in, like even with the house that I want to manifest this year, I am always going and saying, like, okay, is that really what I want? Or is that really the type of house I want? Like, oh, like, and every layer of it, I get to check myself. I'm like, oh, you're wanting that out of codependency, or you're wanting that so that you can make everybody feel good that you manifested this really big thing. Or like, I'm constantly refining the desire till I get it down to the purest, cleanest desire that comes from within me that works for me, because that's all I have, right, is me. That's whether you're married or not married, in a family or not in a family, in a friend group and not in a friend group, working with people, not working with people. Ultimately, at the end of the day, you have you. And so as I become more and more aware of that, I'm the only one that can create in my experience, right? Who wants to spend their whole life blaming others? Like, oh, I didn't get what I want because of so-and-so. Like, no, I don't want to live that way. So as I start to take really deep responsibility, I'm starting to own how big and beautiful my desires are. So I get really clear about what I want, and I refine that and refine that and refine that till I get it down to the core, truest desire. But the way I do that is I start taking action. I actively start taking action. Like, when I get clear that, ooh, that's something I want, I start moving towards it. So that's the next step for me, is I'm one that starts to take action. I know some teachers teach it differently. I start immediately moving in the direction of that. And in the process, I clean up my belief system, you know? You get to know the reason why I start taking action, because I can let myself know where I'm at in my belief system. If there's something that doesn't manifest right away, then I know, oh, there's some beliefs here. Or if I've been working it for longer than seems like natural and real and true, then I know like, oh, there's some limitation I'm holding on to. And so I do that work step by step by step. And so I do my believing work alongside of taking action. And I stay open to all the ways that things can work. I stay open to all the ways things can work without going against my truest desire, without minimizing my desire or compromising or settling. So just because I stay open to all the ways something can happen does not mean that I suddenly am like, oh, I'm going to take less than that. Or, oh, you know, I really want in this house manifestation, I want land. Spirit keeps showing me land that keeps showing up in my, and when I say land, like land in California, like I don't want a condo. I want a single family home. That's land, right? And so if I find myself like, oh, you know, everything's so expensive, I should just get a condo. I'm like, that's not staying open. Nope. Not staying open. Would I be happy with a condo? Sure. But would I also look back and say, girl, you wanted land. Stick with that. And that's how I stay open. Like I hold myself accountable to the desire. So I do my believing work along with taking action. I trust my intuition. As I get intuitive hits to do something, I do it. And I've found that with that, and when you are really embracing divine guidance, as I did a show in this series already, what I've uncovered is it's not do it later, but do it in the time frame in which you're sensing you needed to do it in, right? Because it does hold up the process. And there are windows of opportunity that open and close constantly, but you never know when it's going to open and close. And so I say if you get a divine hit, an intuitive hit, inspiration, if you will, do it right away. Get it done. And do it in the most efficient and easiest way possible. Just do it, right? I find that when I drag my feet or even if it's like a, like I got a divine hit at the end of January about something I needed to do in February. And I started off strong and then my middle got a little wonky. That happens. And then towards the end of the month, I really turned it into high gear to get it done. But it winded up going a little bit into March. And even then, like I started to tell, like I was nearing the end of it and I was like, ah, oh, I'm almost done. I guess it doesn't matter at this point. I can just like, it'll all get done. I've already started. It'll get done at some point in March. I'm like, no. Then I had got all the signs. Like, this is what's so cool when you start living this way. Was then all of a sudden I got a phone call from somebody and it was one of those like junky calls that like a woman who values herself, me, would not be on. And I was like, I haven't had a call like this in months. I'm like, girl, do what you need to do. You are lowering your vibration by making excuses and putting it off. And so then I do catch myself and I get things going. But I saw that it slowed me down. It slowed my progress down. I could see I wasn't in my rhythm because I was delaying. And so what I would say is like where things got slow for me in the middle of February, you know, and I'm talking about taking action on divine guidance I received, where, you know, my period comes, I'm not as sharp during that time. So I give myself a pass. I had already kind of planned for it, but in that, I could have done a little bit every day. Even a micro drop during that time would have set me up to finish in the time frame that Spirit kind of guided me to finish in. And yes, it was only 2 days over, and I'm grateful it's done. But I, you know, I'm like, girl, if you had just done a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. And so, yeah. That's what I've noticed about taking action and divine guidance. Do it in the time frame that Spirit has given you to do it in. You can delay, but it just delays the whole thing, right? So act without delay. So one more time, the way I manifest, I get really clear about what I want and I'm constantly refining that desire. And in the process, I'm checking for codependency. I'm checking for any ways in which I might be settling, checking for anywhere where I feel insecure about the desire. And then I start to clean that stuff up. I clean it up, clean it up, clean it up. I trust what I feel like is like blaring, like land with this house manifestation. With when I was working on my fourth novel, the message I kept getting was hire a PR person, hire a PR person, hire a PR person. I thought that was to like get me out to media and stuff. That was what my intellectual mind told me. But really, it was to do some of these back end things because I had kind of built a team, I hadn't built a team because they would fall, like drop the ball like crazy. But my team was janky and Spirit knew my team was janky, but I was going to still pretend like, well, I've been working with these people since book one. And so the PR lady, for the time that we worked together, she helped me clean all of that up. She had additional resources. She helped me open doors here and there. So while maybe she wasn't the person to get me in front of bloggers, I wasn't ready to be in front of bloggers. And she really helped me clean that up. And I just heard that message from Spirit, stay on top of it, stay on top of it, hire a PR person, hire a PR person. And I did it. And so I think that if you are consistently taking divine action towards your manifestation, Spirit's going to give you sign after sign after sign after sign, and they're going to build on top of each other. So if you don't do one, right, or you delay on doing one, you're just delaying on getting your next piece. We don't get all the pieces at the same time. I see it now. I'm like, oh, the goal hasn't changed since December. But every month I get another layer. The more I take action, the more I take action, the more I take action, I get another piece. And I'm seeing it now all come together. And in the process, it's made me, like, I wake up feeling unstoppable. And that's how I know it's getting closer and closer and closer. So another piece to the way I manifest is I get so focused on it. Now, I will say this. Because I knew myself before I met Matt and got married and entered into that world. And I knew myself now that I've had to do all this work to clean up that garbage. So what I can say is if your self-confidence is low for whatever reason, you know, for whatever reason, your self-confidence is low, it's really difficult to get behind your desire. And it's really difficult to even name your clearest, purest, cleanest, truest desire. So I would say to anyone, because my self-esteem was solid prior to meeting my ex-husband, and then coming out of it and the work I had to do to get better, now I see the Amy I used to that always used to manifest before I even called it manifestation. She's starting to come back in the sense that like, oh, I can a big goal, I'm going for it, right? But because of the nature of the way the parts of myself I had to give up to stay married, I realized that one of them was my self-esteem. And so I couldn't really get behind bigger desires and back them with energy. I also was in an environment where with non-spiritual people, I had embedded myself around people who didn't believe that you could manifest, right? And so my way of doing things, even though I wouldn't say to them, like, oh, I'm manifesting. No, I wouldn't say that. But anything I was talking about, they were the type of people that would put it down because they only did things that were within their comfort zone. And so when you're surrounded by that, that will take a knock at your self-esteem too. And so A, don't put yourself in those environments, but if you do find yourself in those environments, get the fuck out as quickly as possible. And you might need help and support and therapy and coaching and books and things, right? To help you raise yourself back up. And then once I cleaned that up, because it wasn't just cleaning up for me like what kept me in my marriage and in that relationship, it was cleaning up what led me to it. And so I did have to do inner child work. I had to heal deep childhood wounds. I mean, I I had to do so much work to get my power back. And it's all worth it. Because when I got clear that it was time to divorce, it was very amicable. Like, we both were like on the same page, like, hey, this isn't working, peace, let's out. It wasn't that. Like, you know, when I talk to people in my social circles, I'm like, oh, the ending of the romantic part, that was done. Like, that was easy to clear and let go of. And even our actual divorce was easy. It was what I was left with after that, that I had to deal with. And I had to clean up, and it was Blair. It, like, there was no like, oh, I'm trying to get a divorce. Oh, I'm working on this. Oh, I'm trying to get Matt to do this. Oh, we're moving. Like, I had no distractions. So I had to be in those fucking feelings. And I was like, oh, I feel weak. I can't get a manifestation going. I can't get energy behind anything. And even the things that I am, you know, as I'm working a manifestation, I'm like getting half of what I want. Or this part showed up, but this other part was a disaster. And so I was like, oh, this is all in me. I got stuff to clean up. And as I started to unravel all the things I had to clean up, my self-esteem, my self-confidence, my self-worth, my self-value, the way I approached my business, the way I saw myself in the world, as I had to, my relationship with my own, like, immediate family, my relationship in my environments, like, as I started to clean that stuff up, I got stronger and stronger and stronger. And so now I can hold the energy for a bigger manifestation. But gosh, me, even 2 years ago, it wasn't that I didn't desire what I'm working on right now. And I was actively working it. But every time I get going, it was like, I get in the car and it wouldn't start, right? It was like that, like, or the car would go like two blocks and it wouldn't go any further. I'm using car as a metaphor, but that's how I felt energetically, because it is an energy we put behind our desires that leads them to manifest. This is a longer podcast, but I think people might find it helpful to hear the way in which I approach goals and manifestation and the things I've learned. You must have the energy behind it. It's not just enough. Like, I was reading something from another teacher, and she's like, manifest money in 24 hours. And it was like, say a number that you want and write it on a piece of paper, then put the piece of paper away and go about your business. And if it manifests, yay. And if it doesn't, well, you might not have done the manifestation well, or you picked the wrong number. And so I'm like, that's all a bunch of garbage. Because what she failed to include in that is that you have to back a manifestation with energy, pure, potent, high vibe, positive energy. You want it. Yes, absolutely. You can back it with any energy. You can choose to back things with negative energy and they manifest. Like, there were lots of things I went into, and I told you, where half of it manifested. So there was one part I felt good about, but there was another part that I was terrified. The fear was behind that, like deep, deep terror was behind that. And that was what was janky. And so as I started to recognize this pattern, because it kept happening right after my divorce, I'm like, oh, I got half of it, but not this part, right? I was like, okay, so this is me, right? Anytime you're seeing a pattern in your life, it's you. And so you just have to get in there and clean it up. And so do your self work. Be committed to it. Clean up the limiting beliefs. Heal your self-esteem. Do whatever it takes to value yourself, so you can back your desire with the most potent, most powerful form of energy within you, the most vibrant, amazing, clear energy. And that comes from doing the work within you. Especially like for me, when it's, I can't really manifest small stuff these days. I can't get pumped behind it. Like, I don't know what it was. I spent 10 years not going for big things. And now I'm like, I only want big things. Like, so that's a story too in my life. But I realized, like, every time I want to be like, well, maybe I should make the goal smaller, I'm like, no, because if I hit the goal, then this small thing that I'm concerned about right now gets resolved for just by the nature of overflow. Right. And so, and whatever it is, like, overflow will solve anything. Like, if you want a new car and you're thinking about buying the used car from your aunt Edna, but you really want this really nice luxury car. Well, that solves all your issues, right? You don't have to worry about breaking down, right? Like, you feel good about it. Like, overflow or going for more than what you need or sometimes even desire solves everything. So be willing to go for the bigger desire if that's what lights you up. Some people do smaller desires well. I don't anymore. I don't think I've ever done them well, actually. I do what I really, really want. And usually it's what other people might be perceive as big, right? And I just work on getting comfortable with it. Like my income goal, like I was breaking, because the way I broke my income goal, I'm rambling. But I think this might be beneficial to someone. So the way I broke my income goals down for my business was at the beginning of the year, I visualized month after month after month, right? My beginning months were foggy and that's what showed up. It was foggy. But then come like middle of the year, I had really clear numbers in mind. I'm like, okay, I hit this and then this and this. And so when I broke it, so recently I was doing a exercise from a money class that I have that I bought some years back. And so I actually forced myself and I could feel myself forcing myself to do it. So I know there's some resistance there, like write each month down. And then I was like, oh, that's why I didn't total them at the beginning of the year, because that's such a big number and I'm afraid of it. And I've got a story like, oh, can I really manifest that much? And can it really be that way? And who am I? Like I had a whole story, but in doing this exercise, I had to deal with the story. So I broke all the months down that I envisioned beautifully and still could see the numbers very clearly as I was writing them down, the ones I had envisioned in January. And then I totaled them all up and I was like, oh, I can feel when I'm resistant. Like I didn't want to, like I wanted to stop writing. Like I wanted to stop in May. I'm like, oh, that's good. May is good. I don't need to write any more numbers down. I was like, no, come on. And as I continued to do, the exercise wasn't a really extensive exercise. If you want to do it, I'll give it to you. This is the way it went, was she has you write down what you want. I make blank X number of dollars every month. I don't like that because, and the reason why I was initially resistant to the exercise when it was first presented to me in the program was I didn't want to be like, I make 10K a month. I just knew that wasn't realistic for my business. I know I'm in small business and numbers shift. And I like to be as realistic as I can with my numbers because that feels, and when I say realistic, meaning like the way they would actually show up, not realistic in that I minimize the goal. And so I was always struggle with that. Like, but essentially the exercise is you write this statement, I make blank a month. And then on the other side, so you make a line down the page and you write that, I make blank a month. And on the other side, you write what comes up, right? And so I couldn't do that. So I had to break down all of my months based on what I was envisioning I would make. And then I had to total it. And I went and did it. I made blank in 2022. And all the feelings that came up. And as I was like just being able to total that, I paid attention to all the feelings, that part of me that wanted to stop in May, that was like, oh, I don't need to go any further. That I know that's the way, that's energy that will hold me back and keep me from the goal. So I have to look at it. And so this is what I mean by I get, you know, healthy, thriving, healed, always working on herself. Amy, I'm obsessed with a goal. Like I work it. There's not a day that I don't think about it because I want it. That's it. Like I want it. I want that more than I want bullshit. I want that more than I want, oh, when is it going to happen? God, like I'm so sick. I had a moment last year where I was like, I'm sick of saying this shit to me. Myself. When is it going to happen, God? Any day now, God? Really, God? Is it going to happen? I'm so ready, God. I was like, okay, let's change a whole, I've said this hundreds of times now, let's change the narrative, right? And in the process of changing the narrative, like I told myself, I can't say, I'm so ready for it, God. I can't say that anymore. And so in the process, I found that like I was hiding behind that statement and I started to take different actions. And I started to say, okay, if I'm really ready, let's be ready. Not just telling God, not just praying, I'm ready. Let's be ready. And so what I did, the exercise I'm working right now that has been just life-changing in so many ways was I used with my quantum leaping sisters and brothers do with collapsing time, where you envision the you that already has what you want, which I've been talking to you guys all about for a while, but it's in the quantum manifesting technique where you see yourself in the future. And I twisted it a bit because I've done that exercise before. You see yourself in the future and you start acting like that person, and then that collapses time. I did a little bit differently this time around. Was I saw myself in the future and I said, this is the woman who's manifested the amount of money I want to manifest and my house. And so I asked her, which is me, right? I said, hey, self, what would you be so grateful that I'm doing right now to be prepared for you? And I got very clear guidance from within of what I needed to focus on in my business, in my self-care, in my finances, and it was easy stuff. Like now I was like, oh, it was the stuff that I'd be like, oh, I'll get to that. Oh, I'll get to that. Which if you hear yourself saying that, dig it up and figure out like why you're delaying it and how can you start making that reality now? Because it could be behind, I'll get to that, is some limitation, some resistance, some lack that's holding you back. But anyways, that's what I did. And so she gave me, like, she being me, my future self, she gave me three things that she's like, these are the things that are going to be most important. Do that. And so that is what the way I've been committed to holding the energy and the vibration of being a vibrational match to the desire of my heart. And then working it, of course, every day in my life and business to the very best of my ability. So that's how I manifest. This was like a longer show. This is how I manifest right now. I did a lot of work on myself to clean up my mind, my heart, my energetic being. And again, it wasn't just like, oh, I got a divorce. No, it wasn't that really at all. It was that I couldn't now, like I didn't have this relationship hiding that I could hide behind, right? And the problems of that. And I had to deal with some of these childhood things that hadn't been really resolved and some things that needed to be cleaned up and stories I had been engaging in and ways in which I'd been playing small. And so essentially I had to just become myself. And as I did that, my manifestation ability got stronger and stronger and more powerful and more powerful and more powerful. And I feel like I've now give God so much to work with, whereas I was expecting God to do all the work. Like post my divorce, I was really like, God, just do this. Like, and not that I wasn't working things, but now I work things out really in their entirety. And I get that like certain manifestations impact multiple aspects of my life. And so it's not like, oh, I'm working on a book right now and I can ignore every other aspect of my life. No, it all works together. And so I have a greater understanding of the energetic balances that must occur in our lives to manifest certain things. Because think about it. If God gave us something when we are in a state of imbalance, it doesn't mean that you can't manifest from that place. You can. But if it's the real thing, the real, real, like true, deepest desire thing from the imbalanced place, that means on some level to maintain that, you have to always be in imbalance, which will ultimately start to wear on your health. And I'm not available for that. I want to live forever. So, or as long as I'm supposed to live, right? So I'm not available for the energetic imbalances. So I had to actively clean up a lot, but it's all been worth it. There have definitely been moments where I made excuses and, why, God, is it not working? Like, oh my God, many, 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 many times. But each time I went to that place, I had to come back to, this is all you. This is all you. And then as I realized that, like that statement, some people, that sends them running for the hills. For me, that's like gold. I don't want to make excuses. I like it being my responsibility, because if it's my responsibility, I'm not waiting for anything outside of me to shift for me to get what I want. I'm doing the shifting within me, which is probably why this show does now fit really beautifully in this series of life is not happening to you. It's happening through you. I live this stuff because I know if I can shift something in me that will change the financial trajectory of my life or change the way in which I create in my business or the way in which I live for my greater good that's most in alignment with my vision for my life, that's fantastic. The economy doesn't matter then. All garbage doesn't matter, right? It's me. It becomes my journey. And I love that. That's awesome. That's true co-creation with the divine. It's not co-creation with God and like everything that's going on in the world. It's co-creation with me and God. And I love that. And so if you're a person who likes taking responsibility for your life, even if it temporarily might seem like the harder path, then I would love to support you. You are my ideal client. I want someone who wants to be the center of their world with God. Someone who sees that they are capable of so much that can make a great impact on this planet just by breathing and existing, just by living in their truth, just by going for what they want, just by setting the bar high and hitting that bar every single time. If you are a person like that, I want to support you. I want to nurture, lift up your biggest, wildest, greatest dream. I want to help you make it happen. So consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you guys for listening to this program. You've been amazing. I hope you found enjoyment in it. And remember, life is happening through you, not to you. And as you shift into that most empowering place of knowing that, and you start to make shifts accordingly, you become unstoppable. Till next time, take care of yourself.